Open Water 20. Section 7, Management, Part 5. Version 2.06, March 16, 2020. Always check this version you are listening to is the same as the version available on diveraid.com. NDL planning on your raid dive tables and depth limits. Before dive computers became popular and widely used, divers calculated their no decompression limits using dive tables. Dive tables base calculations on the deepest dive point we will reach during the dive, and provide us with a conservative estimate of the allowable time we have for that dive, NDL, based on time, depth, and any buildup from previous dives in the last 12 hours. Although the tables help keep us safe, there is a downside to using them. It is unlikely we will stay at the deepest point on the dive for the whole time. It is much more likely, and safer, for us to descend to the deepest point first, then gradually ascend as the dive progresses. This means that our air supply will last longer, our final ascent to the surface will be shorter, and we are exposed to less pressure at the end of the dive. The tables simply can't calculate those changes in depth, which is why most people lean towards dive computers which can. Tables example. Refer to page 18 in the manual for this example. 1. Depth limit for your level of training. As a raid open water diver, you are certified to 20 meters or 66 feet depth based on sea level diving. This may also be restricted by any local laws, standards, or codes of practice. 2. Open circuit gas supply limit. How long will the air supply in the cylinder last? This is the same information as we learned earlier. We will use a similar example and change the breathing rate slightly for practice. For this example, we will work on 25 lb/m or 0.88 cubic feet p/m. A 11.1 liter or 80 cubic feet cylinder holds about 2,220 liters or 80 cubic feet of gas with a pressure of 200 bar or 3,000 psi. We know that we have sac rate of 25 liters per minute or 0.88 cubic feet per minute. This will increase proportionately with depth. The RMV, respiratory minute volume, depends on the depth. Metric version, 25 liters per minute at 15 meters, 2.5 bar, equals 62.5 liters per minute, 25 multiplied by 2.5, RMV. Imperial version, 0.88 cubic feet per minute at 49 feet equals 2.21 cubic feet per minute RMV. Therefore, our cylinder will last how long? We must take into account a 50 bar or 735 psi reserve for emergency. Metric version, 11.1 liters multiplied by 150 bar, equals 1,665 liters divided by 62.5 RMV, equals 26.64, let's say 27 minutes. Imperial version, 80 cubic feet minus 19.5 cubic feet, equals 60.5 cubic feet divided by 2.21 RMV, equals 27.37, say 27 minutes. There is a slight difference due to the rounding, but this is only an estimate and does not have to be accurate. In conclusion, the limitations are: NDL, 60 minutes is the maximum dive time. Gas supply, about 27 minutes. Planned depth, 15 meters or 49 feet, planned depth, max allowed is 20 meters or 66 feet, so the gas supply is the limiting factor here of about 27 minutes. After the first dive, the following details are known, for example. Post-dive profile after first dive. 1. Depth, 15 m/49 feet, TOD. 2. Dive time, 40 minutes, from surface to leaving the bottom to begin ascent. Excluding ascent and safety stop time. 3. Air supply, supply at the end of the dive on surfacing was 40 bar or 588 psi. 4. Now we can work out our actual sac. Gas used 160 bar or 2412 psi or 1776 liters or 64.32 cubic feet. Time, 40 minutes plus 2 minutes ascent, and 3 minutes safety stop at 5 meters or 15 feet equals 45 minutes. Average depth 12 meters or 39 feet or 2.2 bar. Metric version. 776 liters divided by 45 minutes equals 39.47 liters per minute, RMV. 39.47 liters divided by 2.2 bar equals 17.94 liters per minute, say 18 liters per minute, sec. Imperial version. 64.32 cubic feet divided by 45 equals 1.43 cubic feet per minute, RMV. 1.43 divided by 2.2 bar equals 0.65 cubic feet per minute, sec. NDL pressure group designation. What is the NDL pressure group designation at the end of the first dive? Refer to Table 1, on page 20 of the manual for this table. Second dive of the day. The same question now must be asked, what is the allowable dive time for the second dive? Which factor will be the limiting one? Surface interval time, 150 minutes, 2.5 hours. Calculate sac rate, 18 liters per minute or 0.65 cubic feet per minute. Air supply 11.1 liters or 80 cubic feet. Cylinder was refilled to 200 bar or 3000 psi. Planned depth, 15 meters or 49 feet, planned depth. Planned dive time, 30 minutes. The group designation is a simple method of accounting for a certain level of nitrogen loading in the body. The longer you stay out the water after a dive, the less nitrogen you will have in your body. After 12 hours, nitrogen levels will be the same as before your first dive. Refer to Table 2, on page 21 of the manual for this table. Table 3, repetitive dive time in minutes. Table 3 tells you how long any subsequent dives can be, after your previous dive and before 12 hours have passed after your last dive. To continue with the above example, how long can the second dive be, when considering the NDL limits? Refer to Table 3, on page 23 of the manual for this table. A dive computer would most likely allow a longer dive time. Ask your instructor to help you with dive planning on your dive computer, if you have one. The next limitations to consider, similar to the first dive, are gas supply limit. This is the same as it was for the first dive. In conclusion, the limitations are for the second dive. NDL, 33 minutes. Gas supply, about 40 to 50 minutes. TOD, 15 meters or 49 feet. So the plan for the second dive is maximum depth 15 meters or 49 feet for no longer than 30 minutes, or 50 bar or 735 psi, whichever is the first limit to reach. After the second dive of the day, what is the NDL pressure group designation? So let's assume that the actual dive was to 15 meters or 49 feet for 30 minutes. You know you had excess nitrogen carried over from the first dive before you started the second dive. Refer to Table 3, the excess nitrogen equated to 17 minutes. Remember, white box is the residual nitrogen time. Add this time to the actual dive time, of the second or subsequent dives. Green box is the adjusted no-stop repetitive dive time. Actual dive time should not exceed this time limit. To work out your pressure designation after the second dive, take the 17 minutes remaining, RNT, from the first dive and add it to the actual dive time of the second dive, 30 minutes, and take the total time, TBT, of 47 minutes back to Table 1. Refer to Table 1, on page 20 of the manual for this table. Post-dive profile after second dive. TOD, 15 meters or 49 feet. Actual depth, 15 meters or 49 feet. NDL, 33 minutes. Actual time, 30 minutes. Cylinder, gas pressure on surface, 90 bar or 1,323 psi. Sac rate, gas used 110 bar or 1,677 psi or 1,221 liters or 44.72 cubic feet. Time, 30 minutes plus 2 minutes ascent and 3 minutes safety stop at 5 meters or 15 feet equals 35 minutes. Average depth 12 meters or 39 feet or 2.2 bar. Metric version, 1,221 liters divided by 35 minutes equals 34.88 liters per minute, RMV. 34.88 liters divided by 2.2 bar equals 15.85 liters per minute, say 16 liters per minute, sec. Imperial version, 44.72 cubic feet divided by 35 equals 1.28 cubic feet per minute, RMV. 1.28 divided by 2.2 bar equals 0.58 cubic feet per minute, sec. Third dive of the day. Surface interval time, 3.5 hours or 210 minutes. Gas supply, 11.1 liters or 80 cubic feet. The cylinder was refilled to 200 bar or 3000 psi. Todd, 15 meters or 49 feet. Planned dive time, 30 minutes. Sack rate, 16 liters or 0.58 cubic feet per minute, taken from the second dive. So now which is the limiting factor when calculating the maximum allowable dive time? It will be either the NDL or the gas supply. The planned dive time and sack rate were taken from the last dive, so the estimated dive time should be the same, unless environmental factors have changed. So the NDL will be the controlling factor. After 210 minutes surface interval time, what are the new NDL pressure group designation and the adjusted allowable dive time? Refer to Table 2, on page 21 of the manual for this table. Next, you carry the group designation C to Table 3 to determine the maximum allowable dive time. This is 33 minutes. Refer to Table 3, on page 22 of the manual for this table. The plan for the third dive of the day and the limitations are: NDL, 33 minutes. Surface interval time, 3.5 hours or 210 minutes. Gas supply, 11.1 liters or 80 cubic feet. The cylinder was refilled to 200 bar or 3000 psi. Todd, 15 meters or 49 feet. Planned dive time, 24 minutes. Sack rate, 16 liters or 0.58 cubic feet per minute, taken from the second dive. So the limiting factor is the NDL on the third dive. Warning, always follow these simple rules. Always double check your calculations and tables. Analyze the breathing gas you will be using yourself. Plan your dives and dive your plan. Do not dive deeper than your training depth. Maintain diving fitness and keep hydrated. Dive profile, 3 dives. Post dive profile after third dive. Todd, 15 meters or 49 feet. Actual depth, 19 meters or 56 feet. License agreement. This document is the property of Rebreather Association of International Divers AB, Sweden. All rights reserved.